This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We are good to go this morning weather-wise, and as we learned, it may be another challenge, maybe not quite as challenging as yesterday tomorrow morning, but we'll have the KDK Radio Storm Center ready to go, and you can check it any time for school closings and delays at kdkradio.com. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. How many times, Paul, do you suspect that you've been notified by a company that you are part of a data breach, and then what happens next?
In the last couple of years, at least a half a dozen times, maybe 3 years.
Well, we've got just the guest for us, and his name is Michael Bremer, Vice President and Head of Experian Global Data Breach Resolution and Consumer Protection. Michael, welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Let's start there. Your job is to assess all of this, and we hear about cyber attacks, cybersecurity, data breaches. But as consumers, when we hear a company that we're dealing with, where we have a password or have done business with, has been breached, what do we do?
Well, the most important thing we advise consumers is if you get a notification, whether it's email from a website or on the news, that your information may have been breached, is read the full notification and make sure you take the required actions, because unfortunately, as you alluded to, last year alone, one adult got an average of 5 notifications of a data breach and has the fatigue of, oh, hey, here's another letter. I don't need to read it. But it's really important you read it to find out what happened, why it happened, and how to protect yourself.
Michael, you mentioned what people should do that they're being recommended in these letters. What kind of things are those?
First of all, I would make sure you check your credit file, check the account that you are dealing with that organization. If it's your credit card, you may need to go ahead and cancel your credit card. At the same time, I would also make sure that you update passwords for that website, because those may be very well compromised. And then watch out for any other suspicious activity, strange emails that are coming in, maybe a strange charge on your bank account, things like that.
Yeah, it does require effort on the consumer. And to your point, you've gotten so many of these over the years, you may have a tendency to overlook them. And it's kind of like reading the disclaimer for aspirin. You have this long legalese of stuff to go through. But from the very basic thing, it sounds like changing your password. And if it involves a credit card, obviously you've got to make an immediate change.
That's right.
So now we go to a whole nother world. And part of what you do, as I understand, is you predict data breach industry as a forecast. Now we've added artificial intelligence. What kind of impact is that having on cybersecurity?
Yes, this is our 13th annual predictions, and 5 out of the 6 predictions involve AI. Specifically for AI, in one word, next year it's going to be transformative because it's no longer in the background. It's front and center. The hackers are using it for scams, for data breaches, for attacks on critical infrastructure. It's simply faster and has a broader impact, but most importantly, with the use of AI and malware or the other threats that the hackers are doing, it's much harder to detect. And we call it more real than real.
You know, I was just thinking about how effective AI could be in duplicating like a message from Google telling you that someone's tried to access your account and, you know, we need to know if that was you. These people are so good at this now that, you know, even checking the email address might be a little bit tricky.
Absolutely. One of our predictions specifically is called More Real Than Real. And if you remember the movie Blade Runner in 2011, that's where the more human than human phrase came from. And what we're predicting is that there's going to be a creation of super synthetic IDs. And a synthetic ID is an identity that uses multiple people's real information, but combines them up in a mashup. And right now, these super synthetic IDs are undetectable in 91% of the cases.
Wow.
So you're going to have fake birth certificates, passports, driver's licenses, and the use of deepfake audio and video.
Michael, you're not making me feel really comfortable. So what do we do to protect ourselves from identity theft and that kind of fraud?
Well, I'm sorry I'm not making you comfortable, but I do have some good tips for consumer protection, especially now during the holidays. First one is don't click on any links. Don't use any QR codes because as humans, we can't detect a good one from a bad one. I would never use public Wi-Fi, and only websites that have the HTTPS in the URL. The S means secure socket layer, so that means that site is encrypted and your data will be protected. I recommend using a virtual credit card for shopping, and most credit card companies will allow you to do that. Put on two-factor authentication with your apps, your devices, and all websites. I'm a big fan of using a password manager because it can generate long and complex passwords, and you don't have to remember them on Excel spreadsheets or Post-it notes. And then there's always an opportunity to get free identity theft protection from IdentityWorks at Experian, and that's an easy one.
Wow. Well, great information, Michael. We appreciate your time and expertise. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Stay vigilant. Right, Michael?
You bet.
Michael Bremer, Vice President, Head of Experian Global Data Breach Resolution. Wow.
I know that in one case, Larry, I got a notification, and I can't remember which one it was, but this is about a year ago, that they recommended changing all of my passwords. And boy, wasn't that fun.
Yeah, but that's unfortunately the world we live in, and it's so hard to detect what's fake and what's not on any social media these days.
And earlier, you're so right about seeing the notice come in the mail, and it's several pages long in mice type. And here's Michael telling us we really need to read through that. And I'm at that point where I'm going, well, it's just another one. And you toss it on the desk and maybe you read it later.
I get an idea. Feed it to artificial intelligence and have it pick out the highlights.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Our own Tamira Rush in studio.
Yes.
You like that, an inebriated,
inebriated raccoon.
Oh,
that's
wait
deep.
Do you hear? Wait do you hear?
My goodness.
What's trending, T?
Amazon is trending. There's an Amazon driver who is going viral and is now facing backlash for not delivering on a doorstep due to a snow-filled driveway. Take a listen.
I'm not walking to your door. I'm not walking through snow. I don't know what type of hazard lies under the snow. You come to the edge of your driveway and pick up your package. If you know you're getting packages to your house, clear your driveway.
Oh, boy.
I think so. People are like, oh, he's going to get fired. But he has a bag in the video. He has a plastic, has plastic bags, and he's putting the items into a plastic bag, a large plastic bag, and tying him up and sending it in front of the house and takes a picture of it and he drives off. But
no longer concerned about porch pirates in that case, just lawn thieves.
Yeah. I mean, but you have to, I mean, you should
clear your
driveway,
sidewalk.
Your sidewalks, if you know, just in general.
So what's the general backlash been?
And he's getting fired for not delivering the items to the porch area of the house. So, I mean, somebody could drive by and just grab and go. I mean, it's a long driveway, literally. I mean, the house sits back, so it's a long walk in general. But to be snow-covered in ice, to take that chance to walk down and actually just drop the packages off in directly in front of the home, I mean, hey. But they're just... I want my packages. I paid and Amazon should deliver my packages to my house. But it's not directly in front of the house. It's kind of further back in the driveway. So, I mean, I kind of get it. You know, people.
Yeah, especially
you know.
Around here, if you have, you know, there are a few homes with perfectly flat driveways.
Right.
Some of them are on, a lot of them are on hills.
Right. But if you know, though, Larry, I mean, if you know you're getting a package, Larry, clear your driveway.
Okay.
Common sense. Okay. So what does rage bait mean? Rage bait, that's the 2025 Oxford word of the year, rage bait. Do you know what rage bait means?
No.
Well, over the years, rage bait has been commonly used to describe certain viral tweets. It's also been used to critique entire networks, both platforms and creators, who create content meant to incite a negative response. I know you don't rage bait. I know you don't look like a rage baiter.
Well, that's good.
What's wrong with spicing up your social media? How do you think people will respond to you? By saying nice things? No, you take it, you know, you push the envelope a little bit like I do. I mean, I just kind of throw a little word in like, really? Are you kidding me?
You're edgy, so yeah.
I'm edgy, yeah, but you're not. But that's, I mean, lots of people do it. That's how you create that kind of, you know, following, because people are like, hey, he's not just a nice guy or she's not just a nice girl. And you want to spark some kind of to go on your page. So I think you need to start rage baiting.
People like to get likes, views.
Yes.
That's what they're shooting for. Well, so they're going to throw out whatever they think is going to get the most attention. Like Ben Roethlisberger yesterday talking about Coach T.
Yeah, but people are also making people. Some people can make money off of that as well. So you're not going to make money if you get enough. You know, a friend of mine, she has a huge social media following, but she has a travel group, so she doesn't rage bait. But you know, she has to put spicy. You know, when we take these extravagant vacations, you know, she has to kind of, you know, get sexy in them to, you know, get people like, I mean, not nude, but she gets she gets like sexy to entice people to go stay at that, you know, particular place or island where we are just to get reaction. Because if you're boring, I mean, people don't want to watch. So you have to spice it up a little bit, okay. Larry.
I don't know how I'm going to do that. That part's
you
not happening here.
I just pushed the envelope a little bit, Larry. It's not very difficult. It's easy to do. But you're so nice. So I don't even look at you as a rage beater. Now, I know some rage beaters.
I know a couple rage beaters.
However, I don't see you as that. But that's the word, Oxford word of the year, 2025.
Right. Rage bait.
And now people are moving. You all, do I make you nervous?
No.
Yeah, because you're... I'm looking at you. You're like.
I've known you a long
time. Like I say something, you like, oh, should I scare you? I make you nervous or something? I mean, I don't know. But anyway, this $45 fee for traveling if you don't have your real ID—that's crazy. $45.
Well, they're trying
10 days.
So first
for only
of all,
10 days.
They tried to get real ID for 20 years. This was the result of 9/11.
Yeah,
and in the last 5 years since COVID, they kept kicking it down the road. Then they told us, if you don't have real ID, you can't fly domestically.
Correct.
Unless you have a passport. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? It deadline came and went, and people still didn't get their real ID.
Guess who doesn't have one?
But you have a passport?
I have a passport, yes.
Yeah, so.
It was just a hassle.
What happens now when you go to the airport you don't have real ID? What's going to happen is you're going to be charged $45, and then you still have to prove who you are.
Correct, and it's for 10 days. So I just think $45 is a lot. Why not $25?
I think they're trying to get people it's just get it done.
People say, $45. But for people who don't travel as often, you know, some people travel once every 4 or 5 years. So, I mean,
in the moment, though, you're going to pay it because otherwise you don't get on the plane.
Right.
So,
but I don't have one. So I'm going to get
clear your driveway, T.
Absolutely.
That's what's trending.
Rage bait, Larry.
With T. How about sexy
rage
traffic?
Rage bait with me, huh?
From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. Maybe we should change the music bed for Ellen.
Yes, how about, seriously.
No, wait, don't go away, T. Don't go away, Ellen. Let me see if I can conjure up.
I hope it's good, because I know how you get down.
Excuse me?
It's a Barry Manilow. No?
No, no.
It's probably some Jay-Z.
What?
Now here's traffic with Ellen Gamble.
Okay, no road rage with that kind of. that'll get everybody nice and zen.
Sleepy,
out there.
Oh gosh.
Sleepy, yeah, there we don't want that behind the wheel. Oh my goodness gracious. There we go. Gotta have those honking horns and the sounds of the brakes. Okay, parkways, lots of brake lights. Parkway West inbound stacking between Carnegie and the top of Green Tree Hill all the way into the Fort Pitt tunnels. No accidents in your way, just lots of other motorists. Outbound is slow over the top of the hill and then again at I-79. 51 northbound, Sawmill Run Boulevard stacks at Edgebrook. West Liberty Avenue backs before Pioneer. Heads up as you're traveling on McNeely Road in the 900 block. This is because of an earlier water main break, so you will find restrictions and slowdowns around that. In the South Hills, Parkway East inbound backs at Wilkinsburg's off-ramp, and the Parkway North is very slow between Camp Horn Road and Bellevue Westview. 28 southbound is very sluggish between the Highland Park Bridge and the Route 8 off-ramp. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:35. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, and we are joined by CBS military analyst, retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, certainly no stranger to our audience here in Pittsburgh. Colonel, good morning.
Larry, a very good morning to you.
Curious now where this peace process stands with Ukraine and Russia. Where do we stand in this moment?
Well, I think where we stand, Larry, is, of course, this initial plan that came out a week or 10 days ago, which had 28 points. Could have been written in Moscow. In fact, probably likely was written in Moscow. because it really summarized all the major issues that the Russians have insisted on almost from the start of this war beginning, something called the Istanbul Protocol, which they created at the onset of the conflict, making major concessions to Russia in terms of territory, Ukrainian sovereignty, their inability to ever join NATO, et cetera. Mr. Trump initially embraced that and gave the Ukrainians until Thanksgiving Day to accept it. There was a pushback, particularly by the Europeans, who said, you know, look, this compromises our sovereignty as well, and you've negotiated really over our heads. So there's a saying in Washington, if you're not at the table, you're actually on the menu. The administration backtracked and came up with an alternative proposal that had 19 points, encapsulating a lot of the European concerns. And it appears that's what Mr. Witkoff and Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, carried with them to Moscow. Now, the response has been unclear. Putin did arrive at the meeting. He arrived an hour late. But he said there were some positive aspects of it and was willing to talk, but there was certainly no breakthrough. And now the question becomes where we go from here to ensure that the Ukrainians are represented in these discussions as well as our European allies. Because what I fear, not only is a compromise, Larry, of Ukrainian sovereignty and all this after 3 years more of fighting, but also the Russians using this particular negotiation to drive a further wedge between the United States and its European allies.
Do we have any idea how many lives have been paid the price for this so far on both sides?
Yeah, great question. It's somewhat opaque, frankly. Russian casualties are way over a million, probably a quarter of a million killed. Ukrainians are very tight-lipped about their casualties, probably half that number at least. So we're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.5 to 2 million casualties. And probably of that particular group, 200,000 to 400,000 or more are dead. And that doesn't count the civilians, and that doesn't count the massive destruction. You know, one can look at it this way from the Russian perspective. Russians now have suffered more casualties in this particular war than the United States suffered in World War I.
That is obviously shocking to many to hear in this day and age. That said, so while we wait to hear the outcome, let's go over to Gaza and Israel. We haven't heard much from that part of the world here recently.
No, we have. And I've really a cause of concern because there was great celebration over the agreement, which Mr. Trump described as, you know, a peace agreement that set sights for a new dawn in the Middle East or words to that effect. But really what we achieved was a ceasefire and an exchange of the remaining hostages that were held by Hamas in return for the release of about 1,900 or so Palestinians who had been held for, in some cases, years in Israeli jails, and several hundred Gazans who had been captured during the course of these hostilities. But there has been no movement forward from that because this is going to require an awful lot of effort. This peace committee that was supposed to be created to oversee the efforts from now at the beginning of this effort has yet to be created, to my knowledge. Mr. Trump has been named as chairman. To the best of my knowledge, no one else has been named to join that. Mr. Blair, the former prime minister of the UK, has been rumored to be made a member, but that has not been formally announced. So we're kind of stuck where we were when that was agreed upon. And the big sticking point, of course, is the disarming of Hamas. It won't be an international security force go into Gaza, provided by a lot of Arab countries. I think absent the disarming of Hamas, and Hamas has basically said they will not disarm. And so right now, the Israelis control about half of Gaza, and the other half is basically controlled by Hamas and other groups. So kind of what we got, Larry, is a smaller Gaza Strip. We need to keep an eye on the fact that this war actually went far beyond that particular area. We have the Israelis threatening military action in southern Lebanon against Hezbollah. There's a ceasefire there because Hezbollah has not disarmed. We've seen Israeli airstrikes being conducted in southern Syria against groups in that particular area, and a lot of problems in Syria because of the toppling of the regime there. There's an increased violence by settlers against Palestinians on the West Bank. And of course, we're still trying to resolve the aftermath of the U.S. military airstrikes against Iran, which destroyed a lot of its nuclear capacity. It really hasn't moved us beyond that to any kind of an agreement with Iran that would further prevent them from having a nuclear weapon in the future and seek some effort to find a path that might bring greater stability.
And I would be remiss And finally, Colonel, what is your take on what's happening in the Caribbean with Venezuela and the boats that have been sunk and the fallout? Do you think there will be legitimate charges of war crimes?
Well, certainly there'll be an investigation without a doubt. But the nettle of the problem is our inability to decide on, I think, what the mission is and get authority to conduct the mission. The administration has said the mission is to interrupt narcotics coming through the Caribbean. But if you're going to do that, you would hardly assemble a force that's 10% of the United States Navy that's underway, including an aircraft carrier, to go after small little boats. And then second of all, any kind of authorization from the United States Congress to conduct military operations, if in fact, as the president argues, these cartels are at war with the United States, I think they're more criminals, frankly, than warriors. But in any event, there's no authorization. That leaves the military in a bit of a legal dilemma in determining how they conduct operations. Finally, of course, these operations, this particular case, certainly went after this boat. The administration denied there was a second strike initially. Then they came back and said, oh, yes, there was. And in that case, there'll be an investigation about that, because apparently by the video, there were at least two survivors of the initial strike, and then we came in and did a second strike. Well, I was always taught in my time in combat, in my 30-plus years in the military, that you do not, even if it's an enemy combatant, let alone a criminal, you do not kill someone who is clearly defenseless, clearly has surrendered, clearly poses no threat whatsoever. And we've prosecuted people in the past for that. Now, whether that investigation holds accountability to the Secretary of Defense for the directives he provided, or goes to the commander of the operation, Admiral Bradley, commander of U.S. Special Operations Command, remains to be seen. Bradley apparently is going to appear before the House and or the Senate Armed Services Committee, I think, as soon as tomorrow.
No shortage of topics, and as always, appreciate your expertise, Colonel. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
That is Colonel Jeff McCausland, retired Army Colonel and CBS military analyst.
Police are looking for a group who tried to steal an ATM at Sheetz in Cheswick on Monday night.
They all had on black pants, black shirts, black hats, black masks, and their shirts on the back said security with white lettering. They had the PNC machine on a dolly, and they were trying to lift it up and put it on the truck.
They need to hire this woman as a security expert. She's outstanding at giving detail.
And the police officer, by the way, showed up at about that point, and that's when the foursome left the damaged machine behind. An A-plus schools report for Pittsburgh Public Schools shows lower reading proficiency than last year and higher chronic absenteeism.
Yeah, what do you do with this information is next. And I know Superintendent Dr. Walters is going through that information and creating another plan to try to bolster both.
And Ben Roethlisberger is getting some attention. Did you hear what he said on his podcast about Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin?
Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. But maybe it's best for him, too.
It was the number one trending subject on the national sports scene yesterday across the country. And overwhelmingly, people love Coach Tomlin and would love to have him in their cities, especially those that are struggling in the NFL.
And Ben Roethlisberger thinks that one of those cities could be State College. He thinks Tomlin should consider taking the Penn State job.
He wouldn't do that, would he?
Look at the money they're making.
Well, that's a whole different vibe, though.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see what happens next. What happens next from a practical standpoint is they got another wide receiver off the waiver wires, and then they play the Baltimore Ravens on the road Sunday at 1. The winner will be in first place in the AFC North.
Who'd have thunk it, huh?
Here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.